Welcome to Word With You. It's Pastor Eric Ghani here, and again, it's my privilege to be with you. Have you ever experienced pain? Have you ever experienced a difficult circumstance and difficult situation? Well, you know, the Apostle Paul was no stranger to pain. In fact, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 10, we read of such a time in his life and that he had this, what is commonly referred to as a thorn in the flesh. And there are things we can learn from Paul's experience of this discomfort, this pain. We can learn from this. And first of all, we need to recognize that we have something in common. And Paul, although he was an amazing apostle, an amazing man of God, he experienced pain. And at the end of it, when he cries out for relief, that's the first thing. He cries out. He says, "Oh God, you know, deliver me, set me free. Please take this pain away." What I find so interesting is God says to him, "My grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you." God doesn't even refer to the pain. He just simply offers to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you." I think Paul might have been a bit confused, you know, because this is a man who experienced amazing revelations. He saw wonderful things. He was in close contact with the Holy Spirit. And, you know, he's building churches. He's equipping people. And so I think the second thing which we have in common with him is a bit of confusion. I think Paul might have been a bit confused. After all, he's serving God. He's being faithful. He's doing all these wonderful things. So why should he face this thorn in the flesh? And why isn't God taking it away? After all, you know, I'm doing his work. I'm serving God. Well, friends, sometimes even whilst we're walking with God, life can be confusing. And God would say to us today again, in the midst of confusion, "My grace is sufficient for you." That's what God is saying to us today. It might be confusing. You may be wondering why you're facing difficulties. And like Paul, you may be tempted to, and there's nothing wrong with it, to cry out for relief. But if you'd listen carefully, I believe you'll hear God saying, "My grace is sufficient for you. It's not that I want you to go around this. I want you to go through this." You may say to me, "That's crazy. Why?" Well, Paul tells us that in the midst of his pain, something good was produced. It kept him from becoming conceited, kept him from trusting in himself. And you see, in your situation, in my situation, in the midst of difficulty, hardship, or pain, God is changing us and shaping our character so that we would become people who depend on God more than anything else. As we move towards the close, allow me to just give you a few thoughts on grace. Grace is always in the present tense, never the past, and certainly available in the future sometime, but experienced only in the present. Grace is never given before it's needed. Grace is poured out when it's needed. Grace cannot be stored up. You can't store it in some grace bank. Grace is just offered when it's needed, at the time it's needed, and you can't store it up. You can't pass it on to somebody else. Grace must always be received. And grace is always enough. We don't need extra. We always have enough. In fact, if you get extra, that's what we call blessing. And you see, grace is given to you to take you through to the blessing. And grace invites us all as individuals to trust in God. That's why he was told, Paul was told, "My grace is enough. It's sufficient for you." Let's pray. Lord, today help us to remember that your grace certainly is sufficient for us, and that we need not worry about tomorrow, but your grace is here for us today. Shape our character and make us more a people who depend on you. For when we do that, we will experience more victories and more triumphs and more blessing. Amen.